well, for a fair while now, at big events. The Bible's big events. Because there are some events that just structure everything else, that make everything else fit round that. And, well, we are well on now in this series. Last time we were looking at the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. No event bigger than that event. And that's the event that the whole of the Old Testament was waiting for, looking forward to. There is the completion of all the sacrifices, no more needed. We trust in that finished work. Well, how do we know that that finished work is to be trusted in? How do we come away with the certain knowledge that it's all accomplished? And that brings us to today's big event, the resurrection, isn't it? The resurrection. Well, if his death is a big event, then his resurrection is a big event too. And this extraordinary happening, which our Lord knew would happen, predicted it would happen. Why? It was already predicted in the Old Testament that it would happen, happened. And amazed everybody, because nobody really thought it would happen. And though they'd been told it would happen, it just, they hadn't heard it. It didn't make the impact there, because they couldn't see the relevance of it at that time. They didn't really understand what was meant by this, because quite a few of them didn't really think he was going to die in the first place. They couldn't think that that was going to happen to him. But it did, and shocked them in the sense that that's what he said would happen, and it did. And people saw his body, limp, lifeless, put in a tomb. And they watched as a stone was rolled over the entrance of that tomb. And then, because this rumour that he'd rise from the dead, which, well, the Roman authorities were onto that at the bidding of the chief priests, that they'll come and steal the body away, and then we've got a big bit of fake news on our hands, and to control that, let's make sure that it doesn't happen. Put a seal on the stone, make some extra kind of tight protection on it, triple lock it, and we'll put some soldiers to guard it, so there'll be no goings on here. There's no story getting out and causing trouble from this, thank you very much. And they thought that was it, sorted. Except, of course, it wasn't. And, well, we're hurrying on towards Easter here, aren't we, 2 months to go, but we're there, because we live with Easter just as we live with Christmas all the time, because we live with our Lord Jesus Christ and his accomplishments all the time. These are the big things that stir us. But, of course, death couldn't hold him, and a stone was rolled away. Angels came, and the guards fell as dead men. And our Lord rose, not with the battered and bruised and exhausted body that had died on the cross, but fit and strong and able to walk and able to eventually, as the disciples found, talk very clearly, very powerfully. Here was somebody that was not dead at all, but was very, very much alive, and with a body that was a bit beyond what his previous body had been like. He could pass through walls, he could appear and disappear. This was beyond what they'd known before. And this was showing this is a real event. And nobody, although there had been people that he had raised, and other people in the Old Testament that had been raised, but nobody had been raised with this kind of body. And in a body now that would never die again. And of course, we come to the next big event in a fortnight's time, the Ascension. We'll hold on till that, till we get there. And here, with the resurrection, is the evidence that we need, evidence that people want to destroy. Because if that happened, then everything else is true about him. If that happened, the supernatural world has just broken open upon us. We can't deny it, can't escape from it, can't pretend it never happened. So people do try to pretend it never happened, but rather unsuccessfully, in my opinion. Because there's the event that proves it all and shows the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in him, that's the Son of God. Nobody else has all these things happen to him unless he is the Son of God. Make him your trust, obey him, love him, serve him, and the resurrection gives to us the right to say amen. So be it, Lord. It is true. We accept that, and we are happy to accept that. So there's a big event. another big event. Everything the Lord Jesus Christ does is a big event. There we are. These are the things, aren't they? That sort of structure and help us kind of organize our thinking and see that that's another big, big happening. And God willing, as I've already said, we'll come to another big happening in 2 weeks' time when we look at his ascension.